Let your mind go wild. This is Dr. Herbert Albayer-Lou, Dean of University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with the thought for today. Let your mind go wild. It's really not crazy wild, but wild, wild. Your mind moves into the realm of magical thinking. I've been reading a few theses of our students, and I am just amazed by some of the imagination that they share and some of the ideas that they live in their life. It is so rewarding and so stimulating to see it and hear it and watch their lives change. A number of people have come to the University of Healing as students, and they have come from traditional understanding and traditional teachings, and that's all beautiful and good. But as they come from these traditional understandings, they come from the idea that there are problems in the world, and the world is filled with all sorts of ugly things and bad things. And as they start learning the philosophy of the University of Healing and the philosophy of the great teachers of all times, including Jesus, they find that the world is really a very wonderful place, a very happy place, a very rewarding place to live in. But this is not what they've been taught. Now, the question sometimes comes to my mind, why would anyone ever want to teach humanity and themselves that the world is not a nice place to be in? Why would anyone ever want to have this as their basic philosophy of life? Now, the answer doesn't come simply because there are so many psychological aspects of this. Just like I'm walking up the side of the mountain right now, going toward the Om bench, and I'm thinking to myself, sure, here I am, walking up the mountain, talking, sharing ideas, and breathing a little heavily, but that's all good. And as I do this, I feel better with each breath, because there's sort of a cleansing idea that's taking place in my body as the new breaths reach deeply into my lungs and deeply into my being. And now as I crest here at the Om bench, I look out across the fields here, and the sun is breaking across the top of the mountain in a very beautiful, in a very wonderful way. And Rex is standing here saying, are you ready for the next part of the journey? He says, I am. It's beautiful. It's a glorious day. And it is, Rex. It is a beautiful and a glorious day. Yes, if we have eyes, we look around us, and we see the world is very, very beautiful. And if we have ears, we hear the sound of the birds. We hear the sound of my feet walking on the ground here. We hear the wind, perhaps, as it goes through the brush. You can hear Rex's feet sometimes as he pounders by and breathes deeply and pants and say, I'm having fun. The whole world is on a design of having fun. Now you say, what I have said is not enough to indicate that. That's true. And I'm not trying to prove something. I'm just telling you, that's what it is. The world is a wonderful place. The world is filled with wonderful adventures. The world is filled with happiness and joy and peace. If I were to die this next instant, I would have lived a happy, joyous, wonderful life with all the adventures that come in. Some kind of tough, some kind of demanding, but with all the adventures that come in, I would live a wonderful, joyous, happy life. That's what I've lived. And for the rest of my life, however many thousands of years it's going to be, and it is infinite, it is eternal, immortal, they'll all be happy times. Because I don't have the capacity to look for the unhappy. Oh, people come and they want to give me a hard time with some of their old attitudes, and they say, but. And then I remind them, it's not the buts. It's the recognition that all is in divine order. All is divinely created. All is magic. All is wonder. And when we can begin to look at the world as all is wonder, then we begin to recognize that it is indeed wonder, and it is lots of fun. It is kind of a fascinating experience. Really, it's just wonderful. Everything we do is wonderful. We took the motorhome down to the beach the other day. School has started, children are all back in school, people are all doing their normal things again, and so the beach was free for us. And we drove down to the parking lot of the Strand, and oh, one or two cars were there on a parking lot that accommodates hundreds. And we had our choice location with two spots right in front where we could drive right in. And it was wonderful. And as we did this, there were, oh, maybe four or five people with their families out on the beach, sitting there enjoying the wonderful day, not too hot, not too cold, just rather perfect. And the waves in the ocean were just at the right height. Oh, a little undertow, but nothing that couldn't be handled. And we enjoyed every moment that we were there. And as I sat in my captain's chair in the motorhome, the driver's chair, one by one, those who came with us to the beach came in and sat and talked and discussed how wonderful life is and discussed what they have done to make it wonderful with their attitude, with their mental desire, with their way of thinking. And it was really a happy time, a very happy time. And everybody thought it was such a good experience, so filled with abundance and love and harmony. It was just like it always is, the never-ending story of happiness, because that's what we create. Each one of us has the opportunity of letting go of whatever is in the past, but we don't let go of it. What we do is reclaim the present, reclaim the now, reclaim this moment, and we live in this moment now. And as we live in this moment now, then the past is forgotten. For minds cannot dwell on two levels of consciousness at one time. And if we dwell on the past, then that's what we are. And we're experiencing all the nuances of the past. Oh, well, that was so interesting. Well, yes. But even more interesting is to dwell upon the nuances of the present, to dwell upon that which we're doing right in the now, and to have our mind so centered, so focused, so joyously open and receptive to all the magic that's taking place in the now. That's what it's all about. And that's what we want to do. That's what we always want to do with our life and our world, is to live in the now, focus on the now, realize the now is so exciting and so rewarding and so revealing. It is the most magical, wonderful thing that could ever take place, could ever happen to us. It's our choice of what we want to do. It's our choice of how we want to live. It's our choice of the experiences that make life wonderful and worthwhile. But think about it. You can call things bad and experience them in an unhappy way. Or you can call things good and you can experience them in a happy and a wonderful way. It's all our choice. Whatever we name it, that's what it is. One of our students was remarking that she answered the door and some religious people came to her door and wanted to tell her about life. And she said, well, thank you very much. She says, I already know that I live in a very happy, wonderful world. And the people asked her, do you know what it means to die? And she says, no, but I know what it means to live. And I live beautifully and vibrantly, powerfully and wonderfully, because that's my choice. I live in a wonderful, dynamic, joyous world. That's my choice. I'm a very happy person. That's my choice. And that's all that matters to me. That's all that matters to me, is that I live now in this present moment in a happy, wonderful world, in a happy, wonderful universe. And the person said, my goodness, no one has ever answered the question like that before. And the student spoke up and said, that may be, but that's where I am. And that's where I see you too. And I see everyone in my world happy, vibrant, alive, filled with joy and peace and harmony, living in a world of magic and all that is good. And as they parted company, the man who came to show her, actually it was a trio, two women and a man, they came to show our students a pathway into understanding.